Democrat Raphael Warnock in 2016 condemned white Christians. Called Trump a fascist, racist, sexist, xenophobe. By Sean Moran on November 11, 2020. Georgia Senate Democrat candidate Raphael Warnock in 2016 criticized white evangelical Christians and Catholics for supporting President Donald Trump. Warnock also charged that Trump campaigned in 2016 as a fascist, racist, sexist, xenophobe. Warnock delivered a lecture at the Howard University School of Divinity on November 16, 2016, right after Americans elected President Donald Trump as the 45th president. During the lecture, Warnock charged that Trump climbed the political ladder by allegedly stoking racism. Further, he claimed that Trump was full of numerous forms of bigotry. He said, 8 years after Obama's rise and rights exile as persona non grata in the minds of those who do not know him or his ministry, the provocative speech of the prophet Jeremiah, preached that Sunday years ago about confusing God and government, haunts and hangs over our current condition. As his former church member in this very moment as I stand welcomes today to the White House as his successor, a man who rose to political prominence by fanning the flames and funky stench of our ugly racial past. By arguing that this black man, no matter how accomplished, brilliant or dignified, could not be a legitimate American president. And that his black family, descended of slaves, had no right to be there in the first place. Today, President Obama will welcome to the White House a president-elect who ran as a fascist, racist, sexist, xenophobe. Warnock also slammed white evangelicals and white Catholics for supporting Trump during the 2016 presidential election. He claimed that white Christians' support for Trump reveals the moral bankruptcy of the American church. The Georgia Democrat said, "Will the black church, which Manning Marvel once characterized as a political ambiguous institution, yet possesses what Garrett Wilmore, who is here, rightly characterized as a cohesive thread of radicalism, live up to the threat of its prophetic vocation? Or will it give in to the seduction that has garnered for Mr. Trump, an admitted sexual predator, the support of 81% of white evangelicals and 60% of white Catholics?" Perhaps more than anything else we have seen in modern times, the rise of Trump and Trumpism on the shoulders of Christians brings into sharp focus the moral bankruptcy of the American church. Warnock's attacks against the American church and white Christians may alienate Georgia voters, as 38% of Georgians are evangelical Christians, and 9% are Catholic. Further, Trump won 85% of white evangelical Christians. Stephen Lawson, the communications director for Loeffler's campaign, said in a statement on Tuesday, "Georgians need someone like Kelly Loeffler, who has a record of results creating jobs and opportunities for hardworking families, not a radical socialist such as Warnock." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.